Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Good morning and welcome to today's Chumash portion, the sixth portion of Achrimos, chapter 18, verse 6. In the book we use here, 175, we're learning about the laws of forbidden intimacies. And yesterday, in the introductory few verses, he spoke in general about sanctity and the laws and the ordinances, and now he goes into particulars. 6. Ish ish el kol she'er besorei, every man, to those that are very close to him, close relatives, incestual relationships, le'sikrevu, they should not approach, le'galois erva, to uncover the nakedness, that is the literal translation of what the Torah uses to describe in acts of intimacy, ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Verse 6, le'sikrevu, plural. Why does he say plural? He should be speaking singular. The answer is because he's speaking lahazir anekeva kazochar. He's speaking to the woman as much as he speaks to the man. This is not a mitzvah for men. This is a mitzvah for men and women. Lakach nemer loshen rabim. That's why it is stated in the plural. The next Rashi, ani Hashem. This is not extra credit, but Hashem says ne'mon l'shalom sochar. I will pay reward if you observe the mitzvahs, and so on. Now he goes into the particulars. Verse 7, Ervas avicha, the intimacy of your father, vi ervas imcha, or your mother, le sigale, you should not uncover. Imcha, it's your mother, le sigale, ervasa, do not uncover her nakedness. Ervas avicha, what does this mean? Zu eshes avicha, this means a man having a relationship with the wife of his father. Maybe it means literally. There's another verse. Malahalon, Ashes Aviv, just like there, he refers to the wife of his father. Afkan Ashes Aviv. So it's not literal forbidding intimacy with one's father. It could be also forbidden because it is. That's not what this verse means. Vervas imcha lahabi ime she'ena Ashes Aviv. It could be his mother who is no longer married to his father. There is a forbidden intimacy there as well, not only because his mother is the wife of his father, but because she is his mother. So there are two components. There's wife of father and their mother, and they're both forbidden. Verse 8, Ervas Eishes Avicha, the wife of your father, Le'sigale ervas avichahi. This has to do with the intimacy of the father. What is this covered? Didn't we just cover that? So Rashi says, ervas eshes avicha l'rabes achar misa. Even after the father's passing, this mitzvah still holds because she was once married to the person's father. 9, ervas achescha bas avicha ebasi emecha. Here he speaks of paternal or maternal sister. Meledes bayis, a meledes chutz, part of a family structure or the result of an outside relationship, leisigal ervos, and either way, that intimacy is a forbidden intimacy. 9, Rashi bas avicho af bas anuso bamishma. Even if this daughter, this sister, was the result of a forced relationship, it's still considered a daughter. Whether it's a marriage that is a recognized marriage, sometimes the court will say to the father, bring the mother into the home, continue the marriage. Sometimes they'll say, this is not a marriage that can be continued. It's not a kosher marriage. Kegain mamzeres, for example. If this girl is a mamzeres, she is the daughter, for example, of an incestual relationship. A man has a relationship with his sister, God forbid. And then a child, a daughter, comes out of that relationship. That's not a marriage. Still, the child is considered a child. So therefore, the brother cannot marry the sister, whether it comes from a holy family structure or an unholy family or a non-family structure. A Nesina, or someone who's considered a Nesina, coming from a particular group of people called Gibeonites and so on. So it makes no difference. A sister is a sister. A biological sister is forbidden. Ten, Ervas Bas Bincha. A Bas Bitcha. Here we talk about the son, the daughter of one's son, or the daughter of one's daughter. Here we're talking about grandchildren. Leisigali Ervas and Kiervas Chahena. That's also forbidden for a grandfather to have an intimacy, an intimate relationship with a granddaughter. Ervas bas bincha, bebite me'anisose akosa medaber. Again, this could even be from a non-family daughter, a non-familial structure. There was an incident of force, or what have you, an unholy incident which resulted in the conception of a child. Now, many years later, this child has had a child, and this is the issue at hand. It's biologically a granddaughter. And this also applies to his daughter and his daughter's daughter from his wife. We learn from Isha Ubita, Shinema Bahen Le Sigali, Benchi Mimene, Benchi Mi Ish Acher, whether it's his or another's. Erbas, Basbincha, Kalvachem Lebitcha, how much more so your daughter, Elpisha Masin, Minadin, Lamdum Xerishab, Mesechtes Yuvamis. But being that we don't use this system of Kalvachomer, we learned it from a different system in the tractate of Yevamos, but it is forbidden. 11, Ervas Bas Eshes Avicha, the daughter of the wife of your father, Meledes Avicha, born to your father, Acheischa, it's a sister, Leisigal Ervas. Ervas Bas Eshes Avicha, Lima Cheinachayev al Acheise Mishivcha Benachris. This teaches us that what does not apply is a biological sister from a non-Jewish woman, maidservant or other, only when there could be a marriage. But here, there cannot be a legal marriage between a Jew and a non-Jew. It just doesn't work. And therefore, it's not covered by this mitzvah, because the whole marriage can't take place, so it's not included. Here we talk about a sister, we talk about that which Jewish law recognizes as a possible marriage. 12, Ervas Aches Avicha Leisigale. Here we talk about the father's sister, Sher Avichahi, because this is the intimacy of the father. Ervas Aches Imcha, the mother's sister, Leisigale, Kisher Imchahi. Ervas Achi Avicha, the brother of your father, Leisigale, El Ishte Leisikrav, having intimacy with his wife. This would be your aunt. Ervas achi avicha leisigala rashi umayer vasi alishta leisikrab. We're talking about having a relationship with his wife, so one's father's brother's wife is like one's aunt. 15, ervas, in our world, she is an aunt, but here she's an aunt by marriage. So it's also included in the aunt concept. Ervas kaloscha leisigala, one's daughter-in-law, Eshes Binchahi, this would represent the wife of your son, Leisigal Ervas, Arashi. Eshes Binchahi, Leyamarti El Beshesh Yes Bincha Ishuzba. We're talking about a proper wife to your son, Prat La Anusa, Beshivcha Benochris. What if it was not a proper wife? It was by force or a non-Jewish relationship. Then this is not included in this particular commandment. It's forbidden for many other reasons. Verse 16, I think. Ervas Eshes Achicha, the wife of your brother, Leisigale, Ervas Achicha, because this extends into the intimacy of your brother. Ervas Isha Uvita, a woman and her daughter, Leisigale, Esbas Bino, Esbas Bita, her son's daughter, or her daughter's daughter, Leisikach, he should not take, Legalis Ervosa, Sharo Heino Zimohi, this is close relationship, and it's Ashanda, it's shameful. 17, Ervas Ishovito, Leosar Akosav, Elayde Nisir, Rishena. The Torah only prohibits if there was a marriage to begin with. Marriage. Also by the punishment. Taking. But if it was not a marriage situation, then he may, at a later point in time, conceivably marry her daughter. Shara heina kreve zulazu. They are related. Zima etza counsel ketagume atzas chetin counsel of sin. She yitzricha ye etzcha lachta. Your evil inclination is encouraging you to sin. 18. Beisha alachaisa leisikach, and a woman and her sister. You should not take litzreir to be a rival. Legale servasa to uncover her nakedness aleha beside her bechayeha during her lifetime. To have both at the same time. But if she dies, that's a different story. Rashi, litzre, loshen tzora, rival, lase sezu, tzora, latzora, to make one a rival to the other. Bechayeho, lemet chashim gir shalisa, even if he divorces her, calls manchi bechayim as long as she lives. 19, the alisha bin nidas tumasa, leisikrab, and do not approach a woman in the time of her impurity. And this applies to any woman, even one's own spouse, the Galei Servosa, to engage her intimacy, to uncover her, meaning to have intimate relations. And that is the mitzvah of family purity, the mitzvah of mikveh, to immerse in a mikveh at the end of the menstrual cycle. 20, the al eshes amischa, to one's neighbor's wife, one's friend's wife, le sitin shkoftcha lezora, the Tamava, do not have a relationship with, to defile her. And this is any type of Ashes Ish situation. This is called adultery. Biblical adultery. 21. And finally, Umizaracha Leisiten Lahavir Lamolach. And don't take of your children to hand them over to the idolatry called Molech, where they used to lead the child into the fire, through the fire, on hot stones, depending upon the various interpretations. It was a pagan, idolatrous custom to take one's children and lead them to the idol called Molech. Velo sechala l'shem elokecha, do not profane the name of your God. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Rashi la Molech, what's this Molech business? Aveda zorahi, it's an idolatry. Sheshmo Molech, it's called Molech. Mezuhi Avedosa, and this is how it's worshipped. Shemesa b'nei lakmorim, he comes to the religious representatives, the priests of that pagan idol culture. He brings his son to the priests, ve'esin shtei medudas gedelas, and they make two large fires. U'mavirnas haben beragla ben shtei medudas ha'esh, and they lead the son with his uncovered feet between these two big flames. And that's the process called Molech. Leisitin zui misirose lakmorim, giving him over to the priests. Lahavir la Molech, zu havoros esh, passing through the flame. And the various, again, applications of this particular idol worship, idolatry, the previous Rebbe often talked about this Molech in symbolic terms. The previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchok Schneerson of blessed memory, who was a Rebbe for 30 years. He became Rebbe when his father, Rabbi Sholem Dover, passed away in 1920. And from 1920 to 1930, he was Rebbe from 1930 to 1940 in the difficult, turbulent times of communism. And then finally, 1940, he escaped the bombings of the Warsaw Ghetto and came to the United States, was pushed off in a wheelchair, and they said, finally, you've come to America to retire. And he said, no, I've come to America to prove, to show that America is no different. Judaism can thrive in America too, which was out of the question. Although there were many religious people and religious institutions, but it was very rare that there would be continuity of sorts. And the previous Rebbe said, America is no different. And he would talk about those wonderful, God-fearing people who came from the old country, but said, what are we going to do with our children? It's America. He says, this is tantamount to handing your children over to the Molech. the education system of the United States, the public schools, the universities. This is taking a child and handing him over to the priests of the Moloch. We have to have self-sacrifice to create an infrastructure of Judaism, an infrastructure of education. And he used this symbolic term of Moloch to talk about the flames of assimilation which America represented then and to a very great extent still now, although never before has Judaism boomed in history like it has boomed now in the United States and in Israel and all over the world. And Amir Tz Hashem will see a continuity of that. End of today's Torah portion.